Now, the word for saints in Greek is hagias. In plural, it's hagioi, right? Ois, hagiois. And it literally means holy ones. You are called to be holy ones in God's body. The whole crew of you, called to be holy. We are called to be saints. And there are two ideas in the background here. So here, this is the theology stuff that I personally would try and avoid theology, because I think the bigger the words get, it kind of makes ideas inaccessible. But you need to embrace the things that God's saying. And so even if they have codes for what God's saying, we'll break down the words into simple stuff. And many of you are long in the tooth and you've heard this stuff before. But we want to recognize these two ideas, justification and sanctification. Okay? Justification speaks about how God declares us holy. You know how when you're having an argument and you're wrong, but you're trying to explain why you had a good reason, but it's okay, but it's going to be all right, and someone says, I don't see how you can stand there and try and justify yourself in this, right? Okay? But God, when he says, that's covered, nobody in heaven argues with God. And God has not violated his promise that justice will be met. Anyone who sins will die. But what happened was, and you know the story, he sent his son, who died on a cross, in the place of anyone who's ever sinned, so that when justice has to come, the person says, I agree, I'm guilty, and I believe that my sentence has already been fulfilled on the cross with Jesus Christ. And God says, that is the arrangement. Your sin is covered. You are justified before me because of the act of Jesus Christ. Not because of your goodness, not because of your confession, not because of your behavior since you believed, but because of what Jesus did, you're justified before God. Justification. And then, I don't know if you know the funny thing that ministers say, just as if you had never sinned. That's not exactly true. You're a sinner. You always know you're a sinner. In all time, you will know that you have sinned, but God says, I will not look at it. So you have sinned. And the fact that you're in heaven because of Jesus Christ is a testimony to the work of Christ that people like us get in. And God loves us. And he accepts us. And so because of Jesus, sinners are welcomed in. And the sin is not looked upon by God. Justification. And then there's this word sanctification, and that refers to how God refines us. So I think about surgical instruments going into the hot, hot machine, and they come out sterilized and able to be used, right? God uses an image of silver being smelted, refined, and when it heats up, the stuff, the dross, comes to the surface, and then the refiner takes away what comes to the surface, the dross, the crud, the not shiny silver, and takes it out and flicks it away. We're like that too. So you are a sinner and you sin. You have sinned, you may yet sin, but because of Jesus, you are counted as righteous. Living here in the world doesn't mean God winks at your sin. Don't worry, we've got it covered, on you go. God is refining us to get that sin out of us. And what happens when you draw nearer to God and the heat turns up, sin comes to the surface? Is anybody secretly discouraged or even despondent about your sin showing up lately? Because God is committed to sanctification. Shh, let it come and agree with me, and let's put that away. So in case something's showing up in your life, it's not, oh no, I thought I was done. I'm a Christian. I don't do this now. It's not that. It's, I love you. Look what we're bringing to light that's in your heart. Give it up. Own it. Let it go. And that's sanctification. And so here's these two words. We're called to be saints. We're called to be holy ones. We're called to stand before God's throne as holy. We're called to live in this world walking holy. And we're being sanctified because we're not there yet. And you can expect that you won't be done until either you die or Jesus comes back and says that's the end of the show. And at that point, then everything will be clear. Then you will know everything. Then sin and death will have been dealt with. And then the sanctification process is over. But are you pretty well behaved now? You figure most of your crud has been dealt with and only little things show up once in a while. Good, congratulations. Don't be surprised, though, if a lump just comes out of you and you go, what is that about? Okay? Don't make an allowance for it. Don't try to justify yourself, and it's okay that this is here. Be sanctified. Be made holy, because you're called a saint and to live as a saint. And there's only two kinds of people, saints and ain'ts. Okay? You're forgiven for Jesus Christ. You're walking with Christ and being sanctified. And if you're trying to justify yourself by any other behavior, that's not the deal. And so you should reflect again on what you're doing with Christ and what God accomplished in Christ on the cross at Calvary. Well, we have all that stuff going on. God refines us and he transforms us over the course of our lives. But in both cases, justification and sanctification, God is the person doing the work. And so look back at verse 7 of Romans chapter 1. Loved by God. Called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.